Hello, I'm Will Robinson, and today we're here to talk about the upcoming show at Sanford's Temple Theater. Joining us today in the studio is Gavin Paymer, directing choreographer for Temple Theater. Great to have you back, Gavin.
Thanks, Will. I'm happy to be here.
Also with us, we have cast members Kawan Porter, Chris Inhulson. Did I get that right, Chris?
Yep.
And Morgan Piner from the production of Big River, opening tomorrow afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gavin, let's start with you. Big River brings a Mark Twain classic to the stage. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the epic story written by Mark Twain, and it's Mark Twain actually wrote these stories. He is actually Tom Sawyer. He wrote about his childhood, and Huck Finn is one of his friends, and he created these books, and these are brought to life with music by Roger Miller. So if you know the song King of the Road, he wrote really great bluegrass and country music, and there's kind of like a pop song in it, and of course traditional Broadway musicals. But it's the epic story told on the stage. They ride on the raft, and it's a beautiful story with all the characters that you're all familiar with.
Morgan Piner. The show opened in Broadway in 1985. It earned 7 Tony Awards and had great longevity. I think it had over 1,000 performances. What is it about the Big River story that makes it so appealing?
Well, I think Mark Twain, like Shakespeare, I always say, the words are on the page for a reason. Say those words, and I know Mark Twain knew what he was doing. I think in this story, you see that Jim, the runaway slave, teaches Huck a lot, and you come away from this show thinking and having a lot of conversations, and I think that was on purpose. I think that's one of the reasons why this show is so great and resonates with people. Also, what is wonderful about this show, I think, is the bluegrass and country tunes. I always think there is something about a banjo. I don't know how it can be happy and sad at the exact same time, and I think that pulls on the heartstrings along with the story.
Kawan Porter, you'll be portraying Jim. And really, for you as an actor, what are the challenges for the role of Jim?
Well, Jim's character is one of strength and sacrifice. So when I first did the role, Jim, this is actually my second time doing it. The first time I did it, I had to find where to draw that from, that amount of strength and that amount of sacrifice. When I got down to it and I thought about it really hard, I was like, oh my goodness, my mother. I come from an immigrant family, first generation born here in the United States. So Jim's struggle is really mirrored with my mother's. So the story keeps relevant in terms that it's still a fighting struggle. The American dream is still out there for us to catch and to try to maintain. But it's just falling in that role, understanding what the times were in the 1840s, 1850s, 1860s, and showing the parallels of what it is today. We're still struggling for rights. We're still struggling for freedom. And again, I guess it's still a very relevant story for everyone.
Okay, thank you. Chris Inhulson, Mark Twain's novel has been controversial since its publication in 1884. Do you think his story is as relevant today as it was when he wrote it?
Absolutely. I think going back to what Kawan said and like its relevance and connections to our struggles now. I mean, I think a lot of the different characters that we meet, Jim and I along the raft, are very interesting.
Those characters represent people today. So Mark Twain was making a commentary on the times. And that's the thing. The book was controversial when it came out because of the language, not because of the content. We talked about this a lot in rehearsal, about how the use of the N-word and the things, slavery was legal at the time. And those things weren't controversial as for the book. It was the language in the book that everybody was upset about when the book first came out. And we've actually cleaned the story up language-wise while keeping the content in. And so, like you were talking about the characters that come along, each one of those characters sort of represents someone in our current society. And that's why it's so timeless today.
Big River has received wonderful reviews, and one of the major reasons is the music. And you've talked a little bit about this before, Gavin, the creation of Roger Miller. Talk a little bit about the music, and let's just let everyone kind of jump in.
One beautiful thing about the music is that it almost does the work for you. You really just have to put yourself in it and allow the music to move you and to guide you. And I remember in rehearsals, working with Chris, doing the song River in the Rain, and telling, doing it two or three times and said, okay, we can only do this one more time before I start crying. So let's go ahead and get this good the first time. We can put it to rest because it's so emotional. And if you're a connected person, you have no choice but to feel it. And you will feel it when you come see the show.
Absolutely. And I think going back to the bluegrass and folk, clearly that's what I love. Folk and traditional music started as storytelling. And that's, you know, a form of storytelling and talking about it does the work for you. So it's just amazing music, and there's something for everybody. Yes. There's the lovely ballad. There's mm-hmm. the really up-tempo piece. I think it has a little bit of everything for everybody.
It does. There's a gospel piece that Kwan sings at the end of the show that is just stunning, and the cast who backs him up on it sounds incredible. But what's really great is Chris plays an instrument in this show that people have no idea what it is. What is it, Chris?
It's the ocarina, and what it is, it has a recorder-like sound, and it looks like a potato. So in the show, I reach down and pull it out of the bag, and I'm sure everyone is wondering, what in the world is he holding? And then finally, when I play it, I hope everyone is surprised.
He sounds really good on it.
Even in rehearsals, I looked over and said, what is that?
Well, that's a reason, and just reason enough to come to the show is to hear Chris play the potato.
Absolutely.
Well, Gavin, Big River sounds like another crowd-pleasing show. Tell us about showtimes and how to order those valuable tickets.
Yes, we open, of course, tomorrow. We have a matinee tomorrow and a matinee Friday, and we open officially Friday night on the 15th, and we open the 15th, and we run through the 31st with matinees on Thursday and Friday. Saturday evenings, we have shows at 7:30, and of course, our matinees are at 2, and we have Sunday matinees at 2 as well. And you can go to templeshows.com or call the box office, 919-774-4155.
Gavin Paymer, Kwan Porter, Chris Enhulson, and Morgan Piner, thanks for coming by today to give us a preview of Big River. Big River opens at Sanford's Temple Theater tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. and continues through Sunday, March 31st. You don't want to miss this show. Order your tickets right now. And speaking of right now, we want to give away two pairs of tickets right now. If you're the second or third caller, you'll receive a pair of tickets to see Big River. The numbers to call, 919-775-1031 or toll-free 877-778-1031.
Life 103.1, WLHC-FM.